The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Oh, we got a good one for you today. Well, they're all good. But I like this kid's story. We'll get to it in just a second. Allstate believes good starts young. We know that's true. And works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative, you can help us recognize a kid that goes above and beyond for their community. You know, our own big shot boss, Larry Wirt,
yes,
is on the mend, and he could probably use a little help at the house. This would be a great way for a future kid of the week to come up. Maybe a platoon of kids to hang out, run errands for Larry.
He's on the mend?
Yes. Yeah. He had some, a minor surgical procedure. Okay. I think he had a breast augmentation.
Really?
To have a bunch of people around when you're feeling better, I think that's a good thing.
I think that'd be great.
So, errand runners for Larry.
Does that guarantee you a kid of the week honor?
Sure. On this show? Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Of course.
We'll be as good as today's kid, though. Nominate a kid for the Allstate Kid of the Week. A kid you know could be featured here on the show, win great prizes, including an Amazon gift card and Lou Malnati's Pizza. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be Allstate's Kid of the Week. And then tune in every Tuesday to hear the Allstate Kid of the Week here. Let me introduce to you Garrett Mendenhall. I hope I have the young man's name right. Garrett, are you Garrett Mendenhall?
Yes, I am.
Am I pronouncing your last name accurately?
Nope.
Could you pronounce it for me?
Mendenhall.
Mendenhall.
No H.
No H. Mendenhall. Well, I'm sorry about that, Garrett. Thanks for correcting that. How are you?
Good.
Okay, good. Good. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. All right. We got a story from your dad about something that came up where there was a bully situation where you stepped in. Can you tell me what happened? And you don't have to use names. Just tell me what happened.
Okay. Well, the victim was my friend. And he just we were just walking to his house, and then just some random kid walked up and pushed him onto the stairs, making him fall on the ground.
Was this a friend of yours that got pushed down, or just some kid you knew?
My friend.
Okay, so you see your friend get knocked down by a guy. It's clearly just being a jerk. Was this kid a bully before? Did you know him to be a bully?
Yes.
All right, so you knew this kid was trouble. What'd you do, or what happened then?
I had to chase after him, and I grabbed him across the waist and dragged him over to Andrew's house, my friend, and then rang the doorbell because he was vandalizing his house as well. So I rang the doorbell, and then whenever Andrew stepped outside, I told him to say sorry. He never did.
All right. Now, but I want to pause here, and I want you to hear what our new pal Garrett did. He grabbed the bully, and what would you say was damaging the house? Was he throwing stuff at it or something?
Yep.
So the guy's throwing stuff at the house where the kid ran in, who he was bullying. Garrett drags him up to the front door, rings the doorbell, going to make him apologize. All right, now you're really involved. All right, so the bully didn't apologize, right?
No, so we just let him go, walked over to his house, and told his parents.
That's right. After he let the kid go, Garrett goes over to the kid's house, knocks on a door, rings the bell, whatever, and you told the parents. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Garrett's a man of few words. He's action,
yes,
man. He's no.
Yeah, no, that's clear.
And then I'm told that the young man's mother came over to thank your parents and you for stepping up.
Yep.
Well, you should feel great about that, dude. You should feel great about it. You may have changed this kid, but at the bare minimum, stepping in to help your pal and not letting a bully get his way, man, that's a great story.
Thank you.
So are you a big guy? Are you a pretty strong dude?
Are you a superhero?
No, I'm just pretty tall.
So you're tall. Are you a strong guy?
I don't know. That's my parents to decide.
Must be a pretty fast kid to have chased him down, right? Right, Garrett?
Good. Yeah, athletically pretty good. And have you ever done anything like this before?
Yep.
Oh, you have? So this is like his service that apparently Garrett's providing. Well, that's great. But what in you, is it just you don't want to see kids taken advantage of, or what inspires you to do this?
I just, if my friend gets hurt, I want to stick up for them, and I never want to see that happen.
That's, I love
this. That's great.
I love this. Good for you, man. Good for you.
He should have his own security service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Garrett Mendenhall's security service against bullies who won't even apologize, but I'm going to drag you over and make you apologize anyway. And then when you don't, I'm going to go tell your parents. Now, it's a long name for the company. We're going to have to shorten it up.
Yes.
But maybe we could use initials. You have a question?
Yes. Garrett, so have you seen this kid, the bully, since then, since this all happened?
Yes, I have.
Do you talk to him at all?
Nope.
He stay away from you?
Yes, he does.
I'm guessing he does. Do you know if he's bullied anyone else?
No idea, but probably has.
Oh, you think he has, but you haven't heard that he has?
Yeah.
Well, that's, Garrett, I think you may have changed him. Garrett, I'll tell you a quick story. I have a special needs brother who got bullied a lot, and I had an older cousin who was a real creep to him, and I was always afraid of the older cousin. Well, we're all waiting for the bus one morning, and he was bullying my brother. And I remember getting unbelievably mad, even though I was scared of this bigger kid, the older cousin. And I turned around and I punched him in the mouth and I knocked him down. It feels good to help somebody that needs help, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and you didn't punch anybody. We're not advocating that. But stepping in, if you have to, that's a good thing. Garrett, you're a good dude. You are a good dude, man. I'm proud to know you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to thank your dad for telling us about you as well. What's the name of your school?
Village Elementary.
And you said fifth grade?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A crime military? Fighter?
Military. Military.
Okay, there you go.
Fighter.
That's right.
There you go. That's all you need, man. That's all you need. You have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a sister.
You said one sister?
Yeah, one sister.
Older or younger?
Older.
How much older?
13.
Well, is she nice to you? She better be.
Yes, she is.
Okay, good.
That's I think
good.
Her boyfriends better watch out.
Yeah, no kidding. Garrett, a mess of them. Yeah. Listen, pal, I got Lou Malnati's Pizza for you. I've got an Amazon gift card as well. And that's just for being a great kid. Plus, we're going to, of course, send you a certification that you're Kid of the Week. And feel good about yourself, man. You did a really good thing.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it, Garrett. All right, you hold on.
Okay. He's a man yapper. A few words.
Listen, he's a yapper. I think if we can agree, if he would just have piped down a little bit and not taken over.
He's very modest about what he does.
He's very modest.
Not looking for the pub.
He doesn't need the pat on the back.
I wonder if he even knew his dad did this.
Maybe not.
Sent it his name.
Maybe not. But that's a good kid. Get the visual, right? You see your buddy get knocked down. You chase down the bully who's now throwing stuff at your buddy's house because your buddy got away and got in his house. He's throwing stuff at the house. Garrett drags him to the front door and says, you're going to apologize. The kid's punching and scratching and trying to get away. Garrett only lets him loose after he gets frustrated that the kid won't apologize. The kid's obviously got an issue. He then runs to his house. Garrett chases him to his house and tells the parents, this is what your kid did. And then marches home. The mother, and credit to the mother, came over and said, you got a great kid there, and I'm sorry my kid acted that way.
Good for her.
Yeah. That's a good story.
And I hope she punished the bully kid.
It's a good story. Well, yeah, more than Garrett.
Yeah.
Because Garrett put a whooping on him. And most times, bullies, what do? They go away.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why they're bullies.
Yeah, you stand up to them and they go away. Anyway, Garrett's dad told us about him, and thanks to him for doing that as well. That's a good kid of the week. And again, a talker, but a really good kid of the week.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.